Hello, this is Pawari. I don't know what day it is. 19th of March. It's Saturday and this is my audio boo. I'm just doing a quick boo while I'm sorting out making some dinner. Wanted to reply to a few people and just tell you our news. So just a few comments, various things. I'm not up to date on Audioboo again. I got up to date and then there was all these boos. So I apologise if I've missed anything. But I've just got up to Simon's boo about middle age. And I had to come on. I had to say to Jana, there is nothing wrong with liking the Archers. Archers is brilliant. I love the Archers. And I do feel a bit sorry for Elizabeth, though. I do think she's being silly. But the one thing I really love about the Archers is that I really dislike all the characters on there. But at the same time, I can't stop listening to it. It's just great. And I don't think there's many shows where you could say that actually most of the characters are downright unlikable. But still listen to it avidly. Though I do wish they would stop doing the horrible, loud kissing scenes with Kent and Jolene at length, just driving at the wall. What else? Jana, I know I don't know if I have any German in me. I probably don't. And I have some Irish and I have some Welsh and various other odds and sods in my heritage. But as far as I know, no German. But yes, I am quite control freaky. I do like my lists. I have lists for everything. If it's not on a list or on a calendar written down somewhere, I will not remember it. So I come across as very well organised, but in reality it's just hiding the fact I have a lousy memory and I'm actually terribly organised. I would quite happily sit down and do soddle all day if I didn't have a note of things that needed to get done. So, I don't know if you call me super organised or just fundamentally lazy. Go with whichever one you think sounds better. I also wanted to thank Syzygy for quite a few boos back now. He recommended a book called Bullies, Big Mouths and So-Called Friends. And on the basis of his recommendation, I got the book primarily for my eldest, though he's not having any friends issues at the moment. He's going to secondary school in... he's in year five now, so another couple of years. And I don't think it hurts to sort of preempt problems. But also some of the things that happened in my life that I kind of thought, you know what, these are skills I would like my kids to know without having to learn the hard way. And so it was quite well timed and I've bought a copy and then my youngest desperately wanted a copy. So I ended up buying two copies and I flipped through all of them, and it does look really, really good. Very, very sensible advice, very practical. So thanks for that, that's brilliant. How much time have I got left? Have I got time for our news? That'd be silly if I didn't. Oh, yes, I've still got a minute and a half left. Well, anyway, our big news is that we've been looking at caravans today. Had a list of four to look at today, two fairly close by, another two that were quite a long distance away. The first one we looked at was not good. It's a 2003 model Avondale Dart, and it hadn't really been looked after. It smelt really musty. The guy who was trying to sell it made no effort whatsoever to clean it or anything before we came to see it, and it just wasn't very nice. I think Rob and I just kind of looked at each other and went, no. So we went to see the second one, which wasn't that far away. And the difference was just incredible. Same sort of price, same sort of age, same model. And they'd really taken care of it. And it was a lovely, lovely van. And from experience, from having looked around Fordham campers, that the second you see one that ticks all the boxes, that looks good, get it there and then. Don't think you're going to want to check everything else, because by the time you go back, it'd be gone. So we put a deposit down. And we're bringing it home next weekend, so I'm really excited. And I'm running out of time, and I'll stop there. Bye.